This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is December 31st, 2013. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy pre-New Year. Make sure you're safe out there. Have fun, but stay safe. Today is week NFL playoffs, round one, picks and kicks. Double R, what's up?
What's up, Digital Darren?
Chilling. So, yesterday was Black Monday. And I think five coaches, if you include Cleveland's coach, got the pink slip. What you think about the people who got fired? Did anybody not get fired that you think should have got fired? Or did anybody got fired you think shouldn't have got fired?
Well, I'm just laughing at Shanahan. I knew your day was coming, buddy.
Yeah, you called, man. You called it. We ain't called it, me and Calhoun wrong on that one.
I'm going to tell you who shouldn't have got fired, but I knew they were going to get fired. I say Leslie Frazier.
Yeah, he just went to the playoffs last year. The two guys I think shouldn't have got fired were Frazier and Cleveland coach. Both of them had the same problem, quarterback issues, right? So
Cleveland coach, they did good with what they had. So I don't know why they fired the coach. Like, y'all really wasn't trying to get no better. So
yeah, they fucked him clean over in my book. You know what I'm saying? Because I forgot he would have coordinated Carolina. So if he would have just stayed at Carolina. And they had the same year this year. He would get so much, you know, head for helping Cam develop blase this and blase that. He probably could have got a better job this year. But, you know.
He probably still find a job.
I hope he get another head coaching opportunity because I think he deserves it, in my opinion. Because I think they screwed him over.
Yeah, because really Cleveland have much to work with.
Yeah. What you thought about last week just in the NFL action in general? Anything stuck out to you?
Probably go back to the San Diego Kansas City game. Kind of real blew some calls. Pittsburgh pissed off. They didn't get in.
Yeah, you a Pittsburgh fan. What you thought of that?
Poor officiating, but goes back to Pittsburgh. If you want to start out 0-6, you would have been in that predicament. So
yeah,
screwed yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think what stood out to me were the Cowboys and the Eagles. I mean, the Cowboys just, they rope you in, man. I'm surprised. I could not be.
They were going to win.
I'm saying, but you got to think, if you looked at that game, they actually had shots to win or whatever.
It's the Cowboys. They blow up in every time. Pressure situation.
Yeah.
I thought it was Romo throwing that pick at the end of the game.
Yeah, Kyle Orton did look a little Romo-ish. But then if you go back and remember, that's what Kyle Orton do, too. That's why he a backup and not a starter, so.
I get it, Calhoun. He had a great game as that pick. I don't know. It wouldn't have been no better. Romo would have played anyway.
Romo would have won the game. You know I'm a Romo fan. Romo would have won.
He would have won the game.
Romo would have won the game.
Bruce Pike, he would have folded at the end of the game, too.
I'm going to tell you what else stood out to me. All the AFC teams losing. Like, I think Baltimore, Miami, Pittsburgh and San Diego were the only two who won. But in a win to get in situation, it's like all the other teams would have found a way to win. Like Baltimore and Miami especially. Miami lost to Geno and the Jets. So you
Rex Ryan found a way to keep his job. Hats off to you, Rex Ryan.
He might be jacking the owner off or something. Who knows?
He finessed his way for his check.
Hey. Smart man. Name of the game to keep the rent paid, right? All right. That's all the observations you had from last week games.
If you want to talk about the Falcons.
Yeah, let's go on and slide some Falcons talk in real quick. Where to start? Let's put it like that.
Where to start? Another pick six from Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan ain't worth a damn miss.
But damn, Matt Ryan, I go to bat for you, but some of this shit, you got to be accountable for.
Hey, you know me. like me and you were at Stats looking at the games. You know what was so shout out to Stats. They have a good environment. You know, if you in Atlanta need somewhere to watch the game, Stats is a good place to go to. You know what was so funny? Robert Alford probably had made the play of the game up until that point where he caught D'Angelo Williams on that 75-yard run.
Oh, yeah.
And knocked the ball out of his hand. And the very next play, they go to commercial, you know, as they switch side, as they switch offensive defense. And the very next play, Matt Ryan throws that play. And it was inexcusable. It was, I called Calhoun one of Matt Ryan's biggest nut huggers. And he couldn't say nothing about it.
Goddamn, Matty Ice. That's all I got to say.
What about Steven Jackson? Do you keep Steven Jackson next year?
I'll bring him back another year.
What about Roddy? What you do about Roddy?
Roddy, they finna try to get him to play for some peanuts. We're going to see how faithful he is to Atlanta. Is he going to take it or he going to go run?
I think he's going to go run. I wouldn't take it if I were him.
Yeah, I don't know. Roddy might be comfortable. He don't want to stay here. The Atlanta Light. Ain't that what the song say?
Yeah.
Atlanta
Light. I guess so. Yeah, for the Falcons, for me, they got to get better on defense and offensive line. They fired like five coach. They fired like four or five coaches yesterday. They fired their O-line coach.
They didn't fire special team coaches. Nobody's.
Yeah, they fired O-line coach, D-line coach.
D-line coach.
And some more. I forget. But like you say, they didn't fire.
You fired just to say the main headline said they fired somebody. You find nobody worth something.
Yeah. They got to revamp their offensive line and defensive line. I don't know how they do it, but they got to do it.
I guess Mike Smith had to fire somebody to get his nuts, to grab his nuts or something.
But you say he's not an aggressive guy, so how you think you fired him? Just say, hey, guys, you're fired. Or just, guys, please don't come back next year. How you think he did that?
He probably mailed him a pink slip. He wasn't man enough to give it to him.
Oh, he didn't do it to their face.
No.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Oh, man. That's crazy.
He probably sent Arthur to do it. You do it, Arthur. I don't want to be the bad guy.
Any more thoughts on the Falcons?
What do you think? Think Asante coming back?
Nah, I don't think he coming back. I think he, like I told y'all off the record, you know, he's a showman, man. He going to go to whatever team can pay him the most money or a team where he know he'll be seen a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like on TV and stuff like that. So I think he gone. The Falcons, let's conclude it like this. The Falcons pick number 6. What you do with that pick? If you the GM, what would you do with the pick?
Shit, you got to see what you need for at number 6. Really? Me, but I don't have no hope in the Falcons because they draft so poorly. I would trade that pick to get more picks.
See, I was thinking the same thing. I would go from like 6 because, like, in my opinion, they need line help. So I would go from 6 to like 15 or something.
Draft so weak. Only person they draft that pan out is the for show draft like the Julio, the Matt Ryan. Other than that, who else they don't draft that don't pan out? Nobody.
Yeah. All right, that's enough for the Falcons. Let's go on and do the Lewinsky and the USUC Awards for the week. Let's start with the Lewinsky Award.
I'll probably get to Philadelphia Eagles, beating up on the Cowboys. Everybody boosting the Cowboys up like they're going to get in a playoff, and the Eagles knock them off the high horse.
I'm going to give my Lewinsky to Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. I think that they...
Yeah. Had a great game.
Yeah, I mean, I think he came back, he was rusty at first, but I think once he got shut that rust off, I think he did a really good job and got everything going correctly. So
yes, he did.
Yeah, and he played like Aaron Rodgers play. They could be a surprise team if he gets back in the form, because don't nobody from the NFC just jump out to you like that, besides Seattle. So who knows?
I don't know, Sam. That game in San Francisco gonna be actually going to be a great game.
Yeah, I think Kaepernick going to fold on the road in all that cold. I think Kaepernick gone. We'll talk more about it when we talk about the game. But, you know, I have my reservations about Kaepernick and the 49ers. All right, let's go to the USUC Award. Who you give your USUC Award to?
Houston. They suck, man.
Yeah, the Texans. Well, they got the number one pick. So maybe that was their goal to get number one pick. So.
Who they gonna draft? Manziel?
If you try to sell tickets, you draft Johnny Manziel. But I think they're gonna draft Teddy Bridgewater. But you at least gotta have a conversation about drafting Manziel. He's from Texas. He's a hero down there, so you gotta at least have a conversation about drafting. I ain't saying you do or don't, but you at least gotta think about it.
I would never take him in the first round.
I don't think you first round worthy either, but certain people matter more in certain places. And in Texas, I think he matters more. Alright, my USUC award is going to go to Miami, Chicago,
Baltimore,
and that's pretty much it, because the other two teams won. So all the teams who just needed to win to get in and lost, oh, and Dallas, of course, going to add Dallas to that list.
It should have been number one,
goddamn. But anyway, all those teams who win to get in and they lost, it's inexcusable. You suck. That's why you at home. Any thoughts on those? They just suck, huh?
Yeah, they do.
All right. Just to sum it up, you gave your Lewinsky Award to Philly. I gave my Lewinsky Award to Green Bay. You gave your USUC Award to Houston. And I gave my USUC Award to Dallas, Miami, Baltimore, and Chicago. Let's go on and talk about the games.
Yeah, we got some great games coming up Saturday.
Yeah. Are you excited about the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. The first game will be interesting. Chiefs at Indiana at the Colts.
Yeah, so what you think about that game?
Colts actually beat them, what, a week ago? Yeah.
Yeah, they beat Kansas City 23-7 a couple of weeks ago. That was a pretty good ass whipping. The Colts done came around lately, so what you think about them?
I still ain't. Ever since Reggie Wayne went down, the Colts been struggling, so you really don't know which team you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Colts are coming around in the form. I think it's time for Andrew Luck to win a playoff game. I think he good enough to win at home. I don't trust Alex Smith on the road. Even though the Chiefs playing really well actually. I'm gonna start and pick the Colts. The line by two. I think the Colts win by three.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
How many do you think the Chiefs win by?
I like the Chiefs by three.
So let me ask you this. Do you see the Chiefs doing any real damage in the playoffs, or you just think this is a one-time thing?
Nah, not really, because they're going to have to either play New England or Denver, and I don't think they could beat now one of them.
Yeah. Knicks gave me the Saints and the Eagles. I think this is a really good game. With how Knicks foes playing, I think this is a good game.
Yeah, good game. If the Saints don't come on their A-game, the Eagles might mess around and beat them.
Well, the Saints are on the road, and they're not a team who play good in the cold.
Yeah, and the Saints haven't been looking good since they hot start. So
yeah, especially on the road. You know what I'm saying? They look very beatable on the road. So I wouldn't be surprised if Nick Foles pulled this one out. Who you think is the key player to the game? If you had to pick one player,
LeSean McCoy.
I agree with you. I was gonna say I think he's the key player to the game. Well, actually, I disagree. I think Darren Sproles. I think to win this game, the Saints are going to need a kickoff return or a punt return. Some type of touchdown on special teams. Actually, I think the Eagles offense is more explosive than the Saints offense right now. And with that no-huddle to keep the Saints on the road, on the field. I actually think the Eagles. I think more things point to the Eagles than the Saints. So who you got winning?
I want to go with the Eagles, but I'm going to stick with the Eagles.
I don't agree with you. I think the Eagles win, too. The line Philly by three. I think they win by three.
They got Philly. Y'all win by three.
Yeah. They're basically saying these teams are even, right, in their eyes. And so, normally, the home team gets 3 points just because they're the home team. So, basically, in Vegas eyes, these teams are equal. Nah. Not on the road. I would have thought Philly would have been favored by more. But basically, Vegas look at these teams like they even. So, you know, at that point, it's almost like, I wouldn't take the Saints unless you really think they're going to win outright. I wouldn't take that line if you don't think the Saints can't win outright. So with that being said, I'm going to take the Eagles because I think the Eagles going to win. I think the Eagles actually going to win by 10 points.
Yeah.
All right, the Sunday games. The Chargers at the Bengals.
Chargers and the Bengals. That's a good game. But I think I'm going to go with the Bengals at home.
You gonna trust Marvin Lewis? You were just saying how he ain't nothing.
It's about time for him to get over the hump. So you at home, you should.
And I'm looking at the stats now. You know the Bengals were undefeated at home this year.
I know that.
Yeah, they were 8-0 at home this year. So.
And the Bengals distant. And the Dolphins, it's about time for him to get a playoff win. It's gonna be a third playoff game. You gotta win it. This one.
I don't know, but Phil Rivers come in like a real asshole. He might come in and try to and do everything himself to win the game.
He's going to have to do a lot.
Yeah. You said you got the Bengals winning.
Yeah, I picked the Bengals.
I got the Bengals, too. The line is censored by 7. Dang. No way in hell I bet that line. That's actually free money. I would bet the Chargers, actually. What about you?
You said what now?
I said I bet the Chargers because the line is censored by 7.
But I don't know about 7.
That's a pretty high line. Cause these two teams seem to be more evenly matched than you would think or whatever. So I'm not too thrilled about taking Cincy saying they gotta win by more than a touchdown against really anybody, but especially in the playoffs. Alright, so the last game is the 49ers at the Packers.
That's gonna be a good game. I want to go with Aaron Rodgers. He's gonna have to put up some points. Because their defense suck. Yeah. So, and San Francisco got a pretty good defense. I want to pick. Ooh, boy, that's a tough. That's going to be a really good game. Now. That's the game to watch. But I think Aaron Rodgers here.
You think this the game to watch? I actually think the Eagles and the Saints is going to be the best game of the weekend.
Nah, Aaron Rodgers. I think me and you talked about this, so I talked about it with Mac, but. People like Aaron Rodgers don't lose to certain people, so I think this one of the game he's not gonna lose to Kaepernick twice in the playoffs.
Hell no, especially I actually think this game is gonna be a 10-point game. Think the Packers gonna beat the shit out of the 49ers in the cold. Think they're gonna be one of the games where Kaepernick is off, and he gonna be the reason they get their ass whooped.
But Kaepernick don't have to do too much really for his team. Mm-hmm.
If the Packers are smart, they're gonna load up the box. And make him do something.
Yeah.
Man. Damn, they'll put 9 in the box and just dare him to throw. So, that would be why I think. The line in San Francisco by 3, what do you think this? What do you think about the line?
I'm taking Green Bay by 3.
So, you saying Green Bay going to win?
Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay.
I'm taking Green Bay too, so we both will say bet Green Bay on that line. Who you think is the player to watch in that game?
Of course.
All right. What about the Bengals and the Chargers? Who's the player to watch in the Bengals and the Chargers game?
But the Bengals win, you're going to be on Andy Dalton. You got a ball.
Yeah. I got Giovanni Bernard as the player to watch for in the Bengals game. Because if you can't put too much pressure on Andy Dalton. So you got to hopefully lead Giovanni. Hopefully he can have a running game so all the pressure won't be on him to throw and win the game. So. That concludes the games for this week. Anything else you want to say or plug?
No, that's about it. We had a great year. Been a hell of a 18 weeks. Well, I mean 16 weeks. Going into the playoff and it get interesting. And I want to see where are you guys watching the Super Bowl at?
I don't know. We were throwing around doing something, a digitaldarren.com party somewhere. And doing a live broadcast right before the Super Bowl, and whoever comes.
So, all you listeners, you got to come out to the Digital Darren live podcast. Might be at Stats for Super Bowl.
Yeah, we think we're looking at a couple of places. Stats may be one. It's a couple more places that we may look.
Y'all
to.
Email and give us some reference of places. We're gonna let the listeners pick our place.
Yeah,
like that.
Email digitaldarren@gmail.com. Email us for a variety of things. Email us where you want us to do the live podcast at. Email us if you want to be a guest. We can hook up some Skype stuff and you can get on and state your opinion. And remember to catch us on Stitcher, iTunes, or visit Digital Darren, digitaldarren.com. And follow our Twitter, Digital Darren Pod, P-O-D, on Twitter. And our Instagram, Digital Darren Podcast. And on Facebook, if you just search for the digitaldarren.com podcast show, make sure to like that as well. Anything else you want to say, Rashad?
That's it. Y'all be safe out here this New Year's Eve. And Happy New Year.
Have a happy and safe New Year. Thank you for listening. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.